telling you to fear the Christmas dragon of flaming doom.
And this is Hank Fincher, also with Cello Gravy, wishing you the merriest of Christmases, and also to tell you that Dermot is kidding.
Oh, you wish.
Dude, it's Christmas.
This is Billy Quizboy and Pete White wishing you a very merry...
Oh, you took my line, Billy. I wanted to say my name.
Do it. Why?
No, it's too late now. You ruined it. Way to go.
Hello, my little Christmas angels. It's surely...
And Colonel Hunter Gathers of the USI.
Sphinx!
You are never going to get used to that.
Merry Christmas. This is henchman... No, this is Gary. Oh, my God, this Christmas sucks. I used to do this with my dead friend. I used to do it with the... Bro? Oh, come on, please. Not
21. Ebenezer!
You.
Check out the chain I forged in life.
You're more of gruel than ghoul.
Let us leave good sense behind like a hideous husk, and let us hail ourselves like fruit spiced with pride into the immense mouth and breast of the world. Let us feed the unknown, not from despair, but simply to enrich the unfathomable reservoirs of the absurd.
Little old driver, so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his course they came. He whistled and shouted and called him by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
It was Christmas Day, and Danny the car wiper hit the street junk sick, broke after 72 hours in the precinct jail. It was a clear, bright day, but there was no warmth in the sun. Danny shivered with an inner cold. He turned up the collar of his worn, greasy black overcoat. This beat Benny wouldn't pawn for a deuce, he thought. He was in the West 90s, a long block of brownstone rooming houses. Here and there, a holly wreath and a clean black window. Danny's senses registered everything sharp and clear with a painful intensity of junk sickness. The light hurt his dilated eyes. Goddamn sneaking thief! Danny walked away fast and turned a corner.
Right back into this Chris DeBurr song. This is totally cool. And the lovely music went trembling through the ground, and many were mankind on hearing that
weakened.
Sound.
Weakened. Why can't you read? Man!
Got a GED, man. That's not cool.
Epstein-Barr, you're full of excuses.
I've been diagnosed. I take medication for that venture.
He'd dig up a rose bush just to spite me. And when I grab him, he'd turn and bite me. Bit of lots of folks from day to day. The delivery boy with his favorite prey, the gas man, wouldn't read our meter. He said, we owned a real man-eater. Set the house on fire, but the story's too long to tell. Suffice it to say that he survived, and the house survived as well. In evening walks, Gloria took him. He was always the first out the door, the old one. And I brought up the rear because our bones were sore.
His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
We sleek it, cowering timorous beast, yeah. Oh, what a panic shin thy breast, yeah. Thou need now start away, Sir Hester. Misha! Misha! Down, Daddy's reading. I would be later in a chest there. We're murdering Patchell! Misha, no! Drop it! Drop it! Down, get. Don't give me that look. I'm truly sure a man's dominion. Oh, look at her. Oh, she's giving me the eye. Oh, she's giving me the sad sack look. It's Christmas. Come here, gal. Come here. Come here. Who's your puppy? Who's your puppy? There's a good girl. beautiful. All right. Just sit here nice while Daddy reads the Christmas poem.